The coronavirus pandemic has forced nations all over the world to rethink a variety of sporting events and public traditions. The latest example is out of Pamplona, Spain, where they've held the first ever running of the virus. We'll discuss that story today, and I would presume some others as well. I don't really know. To be honest, I haven't looked at the news yet. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. The news can be a lot of things, but above all else, it's very topical. So stay with us. The audio you just heard is from last year's annual Running of the Bulls event during the San Fermín Festival in Pamplona, Spain. Rather than flat out cancel the famous bull run due to COVID-19 concerns, organizers have made some modifications for the times we live in. The most notable change being that the traditional cattle were replaced with highly contagious coronavirus patients. The new event has been renamed the Running of the Virus. OPR tourism correspondent Alan Potts attended the event and joins me now. Alan, welcome back. Tell me about the change.
Well, El Encierro is a 400-year-old tradition where the Spaniards put their daring machismo on display against a stampeding herd of bulls. But as we all know, the coronavirus changed the world, and the country had to respond to that. They're hoping that the new event, which they're calling El Enfermo, will give participants the same excitement but adapted to these uncertain times. I spoke to one of the organizers, Mateo Vasquez, before the run, and he explained some of the reasoning behind this new transformed event.
It didn't feel appropriate to have thousands of people running in the streets with bulls when there is a pandemic raging through the country and the world. So instead, we had them run with people who have tested positive. It may not be the running of the bulls everyone knows, but we think thrill seekers will still enjoy this altered version. Maybe even more.
Maybe even more. That's interesting. I hadn't considered it, but I suppose in some ways bulls are nothing compared to the danger of catching this virus. So how did the event work?
Vasquez was getting to that, Leslie. Just shut up.
Oh, sorry.
We've handpicked a dozen of the strongest, fastest COVID-19 patients. And when the rocket goes off, they will be released from their pen onto the streets, where healthy Spaniards will risk death trying to outrun them to the end of the course.
See, was that so hard to just listen to the rest of the soundbite?
No, it wasn't.
Now, as for how they got the patients to run, they were reportedly told that there was a proven cure at the end of the course, but only enough for one of them.
Wow. But let's talk about safety. Were spectators and participants concerned with contracting coronavirus during the run?
Vasquez assured me that they were taking the virus seriously and asked all those on the sidelines to wear masks and practice social distancing. There were some barricades along the route and some signs up telling the runners to stay 6 feet away. Although, obviously, from runners I talked to, that's easier said than done when you're in the thick of it. But you have to understand, it's the danger itself that seems to be the biggest draw for a lot of people participating. Here are some comments from runners I spoke to.
This is so much more thrilling than the bull run. The chances of contracting the disease and dying or having long-term health problems after recovering are much higher than getting gored by a bull.
Aw, man, we needed this. I fly here from the U.S. every year. I was so worried they were going to cancel the event, but they made it work and they made it better. It's my right to travel to another country, run in the street with contagious COVID patients, and then come back home.
Please, let me go back to the hospital. I'm sick, and this seems like a terrible idea.
He sounds pumped. So was the run a success?
The people I spoke to said yes. It was a welcome return to some normalcy. And you could also just feel the excitement coming from the crowd. Take a listen.
Oh, God, they're faster than I thought. Go, go, go.
Why are we doing this? Please help me.
Sounds like a fun time. But I'm sure officials are on high alert for a spike in cases in a couple of weeks.
Yes, when it comes to keeping the virus under control, we'll have to wait and see if this change in format helped or hurt. Organizers will want to see that data too, since they're already planning some exciting new virus-fighting events, where skilled matadors dodge charging coronavirus patients trying to reach the ventilators they wheel around.
Interesting. Hope they can find a way to do that safely without risking further spread. Thanks, Alan. That's OPR's Alan Potts. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas. as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed, 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it turns out I was right. That piece of news was not the only thing happening in the world in the past 24 hours. These next stories are proof. President Trump reportedly slaughtered dozens of American troops over the weekend in hopes of cashing in on Russian bounties. Republican lawmakers are defending Trump's decision to kill a large number of U.S. military service members with his bare hands, stating that while the president's methods may be unconventional, he'd be crazy to leave that kind of money on the table. And in financial news, Uber is adding another app to its portfolio. The rideshare company has reportedly acquired the popular food delivery service, Postmates, for $2.7 billion, plus another $3 billion service fee. And as more sports franchises begin to re-examine controversial names and mascots, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announced he is fully prepared to change his team's name to the Redskins now that it's available. Jones has reportedly been interested in the moniker for years now and was so excited when it became available that he filed paperwork with the NFL League office to change the name within hours of Washington dropping it and is currently in talks to trademark the Redskins name and logo for the next 50 years. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The Topical is produced by an incredibly talented team of people who honestly don't ever get enough credit. I don't think I've ever said their names on the podcast, come to think of it. Huh. Maybe that's something I'll think about doing. Not today, though, just in the future. And speaking of future, don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's episode for a story of loss and reconciliation. We talk to both a man who hasn't spoken to his dad in over 18 years and his estranged father who didn't even really notice. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.